News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. Former President Donald Trump did not hold back while campaigning in Georgia for the first time since he was federally indicted.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. Many people have said that. Democrats have even said it.
Trump is still enjoying the support of many Republican voters. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
Some Republican voters who came to hear Trump speak said they expect the case will give Trump a political surge.
I think he gets stronger with an indictment.
He's getting stronger.
But the legal peril is real when Trump faces a judge in Miami Tuesday afternoon, says Florida-based criminal attorney Michelle Suskauer.
The federal government is not playing here. They've done their investigation. They have their documents. They have their photographs. They have their witnesses. And they are ready to go.
With charges carrying a maximum of decades in prison and making Trump the most famous criminal defendant in U.S. history.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms a counteroffensive against Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata from Kyiv.
Ukraine says its military has stepped up the offensive, while the Kremlin claimed it had repelled attacks in the east and south of the country. Some of the fiercest battles are taking place on the outskirts of Bakhmut, where Kyiv says it is making steady gains, even though the city was only recently seized by Russian forces.
Unhealthy air quality in the Northeast has improved, but the wildfires in Canada that caused it are still burning.
The fight is on against more than 400 wildfires, stretching from east to west across the country, spanning 11 million acres. And more than half of those fires are not under control. Hot and dry conditions are making it easy for wildfires to spread.
CBS News correspondent Michael George reporting. The man known as the Unabomber has died in prison, CBS's Mark Strassman reports.
He was serving life behind bars for a series of bombings, explosives he both shipped or delivered. They killed three people and injured dozens of others. A marathon manhunt ended with his arrest at a Montana shack in 1996. Ted Kaczynski was 81 years old.
The Vegas Golden Knights are currently leading 3-1 in the fourth game of the Stanley Cup Final. Vegas also has the series lead 2-1 against the Florida Panthers. Florida won Game 3 on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting
for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
boys.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Sometimes memories fade away. The good, the bad, it's all the same. But don't forget to look around you, I'll be there.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Surprises, find a thing I know. Safe Radio. Radio for the people.
Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.com.
Couch.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at TheSpaceship.tv today. TheSpaceship.tv. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Club. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only our music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber.